So yesterday, again, we talked about tzedakah as the defining national mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. And it, despite the fact that there's a Mishnah of Havizor Mitzakalka V'chamura, Rav Yehuda Anasi, right, that the fact of the matter is, the Rambam says, Chayav Nizor Mitzvah Saseh Shetzakah, Yoser Mikol Mitzvah Saseh Shabbat Torah. And the Rambam gives three reasons. Number one, that relates to our past, the founding principles of Klal Yisrael, which are tzedek and mishpat based on Avraham Avinu. And we connected that to the end of the Rambam, because the Rambam discusses the idea that Imlo Yirachim Ha'ach Ala'ach, that we have the same Heavenly Father, Bonim Atem La'Hashem Elokeichem, but we also have the same earthly fathers, Avraham Avinu. So that's an extremely important point to clarify. The other two reasons relate to our future, right? Ve'ein kisei Yisrael ve'ein dasa emes miskonin elo bitzdaka shenemar bitzdakati konani. That'll connect to today. That the das ha'emes, in other words, the idea of Yichud Hashem, can only be reflected through tzedakah, which is going to be the major theme for today. And also, in Yisrael nigalin elo bitzdaka shenemar tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh bitzdaka. And I pointed out in the past, you know, people have all kinds of esoteric, sometimes Kabbalistic ideas about geula. So the Rambam says, first of all, again, in at the end of Hilchos Melachim, Lo yeda adam dvarim elu eich sheyu ad sheyu, yamin bichlal hadavar. But to the extent that we know, the same Rambam himself says that Yisrael nigalin bitzdaka, that it's only the principles of tzedakah and mishpat, which is why the first thing that we say after we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring us back every single day, what do we say? Hashiva shavtayach kivarishana v'yotzeach kivatchila, right? That we need din, we need tzedek and mishpat. These aren't meant to be like secrets. These are very clear indications. So if Chas v'shalom in Eretz Yisrael, you know, there was a lack of tzedek and mishpat, you could be sure you weren't really headed in the right direction. Okay, so tzedek and mishpat isn't like an afterthought to yeshuvo shel Eretz Yisrael, if I may be so direct. Tzedek and mishpat is the key to yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and then we talked about the level of the yochid, right? Kol merachim, right? Merachim in a level amina shamayim, right? V'nasan lecha racham in v'yibucham chavir bacha, then the nezek comes from tzedakah, person can only benefit from tzedakah, etc. Obviously, a person has to be responsible. Yeah, b'chav evyon, you have to find also the middle path in that regard, but you know, a person shouldn't worry about tzedakah in that way. And then the Rambam talked about achzarius, and I asked you guys to please, you know, be mindful of the idea that achzarius is a motif in the Rambam. Somebody should really write an essay about it, if not a doctorate. Write achzarius in terms of hilchos tanios, achzarius in hilchos avel, refusal to acknowledge one's mistakes and to engage in tshuva, achzarius in terms of isurei bia. We talked about givonim lo b'nei Yisrael hema, that those are the ones that are going to be written out of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Masach the Yevamo, Shloshes Imanim B'Umazo, Rachmanim Baishanim and Gomel Chasadim, and Achzarius here is required a Bedikas Yuchsin. So speaking of that, the Rambam picks up on that note, Kol Ma'alim Einav Minat Tzedakah, right? Normally we talked about that in the context of these parshios in Sefer Vayikra, Vayareisim Elokecha, Davar HaMasho Lev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether you saw the older person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether it's really your money and your mal v'lagoy b'ribis, like in Rashi this week's parsha, okay? So kol ha-malim einav minat tzedakah, areisim nikra b'liyal, kemosh nikra ovid avodazar b'liyal, avodazar hu omer yatsu anashim b'nei b'liyal, that's the ir nidachas, v'malim einav minat tzedakah, hu omer yishamir l'cha pen yadavar yimid l'avcha b'liyal. So what I want to explore today is the connection between the malim einav minat tzedakah, somebody who disregards the pain of another person, and avodah zarah. So the fum riata, I think the prima facie approach would be to say, this person is very selfish, right? He's a self-worshipper. He thinks that all his money really belongs to him. Kochi ve'otzem yadi. If that were true, though, I'd expect the Rambam to say kafar bi'ikar. Very often, the Rambam does use the language of kafar bi'ikar, but about gaiva, about lashon hara, and many other places as well. So I'm going to be going in a little bit of a different direction, but we have to build up to there. V'nikra rosh ha'shenemar, v'rachamei shamayim achzari v'nikra chote. So it is a particular sin to be malim einav minat tzedakah, shenemar, v'kara lecha l'Hashem v'yavecha chet. But you wouldn't say like, oh, it's one sin amongst you know, the laven of the Torah. It's a defining sin about a person. It tells you something about the corruption of their character. And then the Rambam concludes, V'kadosh Baruch Hu, this will be a linchpin in terms of understanding what the Avodah Zarah connection is. V'kadosh Baruch Hu karav l'shavas aniyim shenemar shavas aniyim ata tishma lefichach, meaning as a direct consequence, therefore, and only therefore, as I like to say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karav l'shavas aniyim, tzarech li zoher, there's that word again, b'tzakasam sherei bris kruzalem shenemar v'yaki tzakilei v'shamati ki chanunani. In other words, this is one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to be zoher b'tzdaka. So it's like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is extremely zahir, not just in the administration of tzedakah, but not disregarding those who are in need. Now, the Shulchan Aruch takes this in a different direction. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Mitzvah asa liten stoki vi hasagas yad v'kam b'pamim nitzavino ba mitzvah sasevi yesh lo sasei mali meinav mimenesh and amar lo sa mitzvah slavav chatzin isa deraisa lo sikpos et yadcha v'chol mali meinav mimenesh nikra b'liyal chilu obed alilim u'me'od yesh li zoyer ba." But for a very different reason, the Rambam. Ki efshe she'avu l'idei shvichos dam mishyam b'sa'ani amvaki shim lo yutin lo miyad ki uvda nachim ish gamzu. So the uvda nachim ish gamzu, the Mechaber says the chashash v'chuz damim. So Nochem Ish Gamzu, the Gemara in Tainis, basically was mekabel on himself that his arms would fall off, that his legs would be cut off, and that his entire body would be mukash shchin, because he delayed in responding to tzedakah under perfectly understandable circumstances for even a moment. Amarti lo hamtin ad she'efrok min hachamer lo hispakti lifrok min hachamer ad she'yatzad nishmaso. So again, sometimes malavena min atzak, it can be an issue of shvichos damim. You have to admit that the Mechaber took that in a very different direction than the Rambam. The Rambam didn't mention anything about shvichos damim. The Rambam went much more in the kibun of avodah zarah. So again, the Shulchan Aruch has that, but let's try to understand the Rambam. By the way, the source of the Rambam is two different Gemaras. It's Gemara in Ksuvis, I think it's Amachas, if I remember correctly. It's also Gemara in Bava Basra. It's a Maimer of Rabbi Shua ben Karacha. Kol amalim in avodah zarah kigilo ovid avodah zarah ksiv hocha yisham lecha pen yadavar im levacha v'liyal. You've heard me quote the Gemara many times. Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, talks about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, and the Gemara there quotes there that the Yamim Rabim Lo Elohei Emes, My Lo Elohei Emes, Shekol Osik B'Torah Bilvad, Dome Kimi She'en Lo Eloha, Gmilat Chasadim Lo Asak, Tetzetzetzetzet, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, he's apparently involved in Staka, Me Avid Avid, that the more you're involved in Torah, the more you're ambassador of Torah, the more responsibility you have to be involved in Gemilas Chasadim. So this is already a very suggestive Lashon. Kimisha Ein Lo Eloha. Where else does the Gemara use that Lashon? Kimisha Ein Lo Eloha. Somebody who's Dar B'chutz La'aretz, right? And we explain the Libah the Ramban, that somebody that's Dar B'chutz La'aretz doesn't have direct proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban explains, because Hashem is Masher Shechinaso in Chutz La'aretz, read Ayide Kochavim, Mazalos, and Sarim, and various intermediaries, and so, when in a certain sense, distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think here, you have a very similar idea, and this is really the notion of Ki Giyarshuna Yom Yistapeach Menachlas Hashem, Leimor Leich Avod Elohim Echirim. It's Ki Ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, because a person is alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So somebody who's alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu could actually be worshipping Avodah Zarah. Somebody who's alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be not doing a Maisa Aveira, but could be, in a certain sense, in a very similar place, alienated from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So I'd like to suggest that what the Rambam had in mind in terms of Yatsu Anashim B'nei Belial V'Yadichwas Yoshe Iram Lemor, in terms of his understanding of the comparison of Avodah Zarah Malim Einav Min Hatzedakah, is because a person is behaving exactly in the opposite way of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And here I'd like to bring the Makar from the Navi Yirmiyah. Komar Hashem, Al Yisal Chacham Bechachmas, Al Yisal Gibor Gvraso, Al Yisalul Asher Be'ashro, Kim Bezosi Yisal Misalel. What is the meaning of a well-lived life? How should a person spend their time? Haskel V'yadoa Osi. In other words, don't be alienated from me, come to understand me, come very close to me. Ki Ani Hashem Oseh Chesed Mishpat Utsdaka Ba'aretz. Ki ve'ele chafatz din u'm Hashem. Yediyas Hashem is to know Hashem as the Baal Chesed, as the Baal Mishpat, and as the Baal Tzedakah. So a person who's Mali Meinav Min Hatzedakah has no sense of Yediyas Hashem. He's alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way that somebody who's ensconced in Avodah Zarah is alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, I think we can bring a raya from the Rambam internally. Because this whole idea of acting as Hashem acts. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nosin Lechem B'chol Basar Kinem Chasdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed. So a person who doesn't behave that way is Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. I think the proof is in the pudding, in the Hemshech of the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? There's a special din, there's a din prati of Alach de Bidrachav in terms of Tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karov L'Shabas Aniyim. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to the cries of the Aniyim, v'fikach tzarech lizar b'tzakasam. So we have to imitate Hashem in that way. So if we're malim einenu, which is the opposite of being nizhar b'tzakasam, to be in touch with their pain, so we're disregarding v'halachta b'drachav, imitating Hashem b'tati yodei, and when we ignore that aspect of v'halachta b'drachav, it's ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. And that, I think, now lays the groundwork for the apotheosis of the Rambam's idea of tzedakah. We know the Rambam had the most expansive concept of tzedakah, where the Rambam got into this idea that darche shalom, in certain contexts, really means darche shalom. We don't want to fight with other people. On the other hand, darche shalom can actually mean that we're giving tzedakah to people who otherwise we wouldn't give to, right, for more idealistic reasons. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Avilu Akam Tzibu Chacham Devakir Cholei Likvar Meseim Meseh Yisrael, Farnei Saniyem Bichlal Niyasom Mnei Darche Shalom, Harei Nemar Tov Adonai Vakol V'Racham Avakol Ma'asav, V'Nemar Dura Chadar Achinu V'Chol Nisivu Yisrael Shalom. So by quoting the Pasuk, Tov Hashem Vakol V'Racham Avakol Ma'asav, what is the Rambam saying the Mechayiv is? Why do we then have to give tzedakah to the Ovdei Kochavim? Because Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. It's an act of Allah to Bedrachav. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives tzedakah, takes care of everybody, so we have to take care of everybody. We pointed out in the Rambam yesterday, and we're setting up today, right, the actual line in Chazal is called Merachim al Habrios, right? Doesn't the Rambam never limited it in that regard. So these initial Rambams, even if they're focused in Lo Yerachim Ha'ach Ala'ach, and how much we've suffered at the hands of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, dialectically, they actually keep open the possibility of tzedakah to Ovdei Avodah Zarah based on the principles of Elachta Bedrachav. So again, to summarize and distill, I don't think it's the kafar bikar. I don't think it's a self-worship of somebody who thinks that his funds really belong to him. But the essence of Avodah Zarah, the belial aspect of tzedakah, has to do with the idea of alienating yourself from a Kadosh Baruch Hu by not behaving like him. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is Karel V'Shavas Aniyim, and therefore we have to be as well.